everyone listening to the Christmas podcast. Thank you for being a part of the Solomon Foundation family. Just a reminder that you can go to thesolomonfoundation.org/Christmas2023 for all of the important details leading up to our Christmas all staff days. A couple quick reminders. One is that Tuesday night at Seasons 52 for our dinner, you can now we're now announcing that everyone will be wearing a Christmas sweater. So it can be a fun sweater, a festive sweater, a professional sweater. It can be an ugly Christmas sweater, whatever it is. Make sure you've got your Christmas sweater ready to go for our time on Tuesday night. And as Susan, whoops, I slipped up a little bit there, but now you know who my next guest is. Susan politely reminded me that we're also going to be doing all staff pictures on Monday. So make sure you wear your TSF shirt on Monday, the first day, for our staff picture. And with no further ado, my very special guest, so excited to have Susan Donahue joining us in the studio. How are you, Susan?
Hi, Adam. I'm fine.
Oh, it's so good to have you here.
Thank you.
You're like the most warm, friendly, bubbly person in this entire office. So. Aww,
thank you. That just made my day. Yeah, I appreciate that.
When you're not here, people feel it. They know.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like a storm when you're not here, like a nice sunny day when you are here. So
I love that. That just made my day. Thank you.
Which is so interesting because it's like HR. You don't think of like warm, bubbly, fun, friendly for HR. You think of like just follow the rules, being scolded, go to the principal's office. Like
I am here to change the face of HR.
You're doing that.
I am. That is my absolute goal.
You are. I actually heard that you are a part of the best. You're on the best team here.
I am the That's best team of one, HR.
How are your employees doing? You have any insubordination or discipline? No.
I never have those issues with my team, ever. They're all so compliant, rule followers, yeah. Fun.
I did wonder too, like, does HR with your role, do you kind of, you interact probably mostly with everybody as far as internal, remote, different levels of positions from, you know, every part of the totem pole there. Like, you've got your hands kind of in everything.
I do. And I love it. That is what I absolutely love about my job is the variety, the change, and how I get to interact with all the departments and all the staff. I love that.
Yeah. Well, how's it been this last year? 2023, a big year for a lot of people. As people have been sitting on the couch just where you are, they've been talking about their teams changing, growing in sizes, a lot of different processes being fine-tuned. There just seems like being a lot going on. So what about for you? What's been going on in 2023 in your world?
So for HR, this has been an incredibly busy year for me and my department of one. So a lot of hiring this year. We opened the floodgates January 1, 2023, and started off full speed ahead hiring and interviewing. So this year we hired 12 new employees.
Yeah.
And I did about 52 phone interviews.
Okay.
And then probably a lot of in-person ones as well.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of talking this year.
Yeah, I did have a few complaints because a few people snuck in that I didn't really approve of, but they're here anyway, so now it's too late. So
nothing you can do about it now.
No, you've done a great job because I remember that announcement. What was it, last all staff or two staffs where you're like, we are officially staff. Like, when does a team ever actually get to being like officially all staffed?
Oh, when all of the job descriptions are off the website. And yeah, that's usually when we're done. And then we hired Ryan.
Yes. And then it became official again.
Yes, I know. So it's been a really, really good year. Fine tuning the interview process, the onboarding process, and we'll continue doing that into 2024 as well. Just making sure that everybody feels welcome when they come in the door. They have all the tools they need. They have a buddy in the office to kind of hang out with. So, yeah, really important to me that happens.
It's a big job.
It is, and I love it.
Yeah, I think before, like when I first started, it was like, how do you grow your department? You kind of like get in a little huddle with your department and say, okay, who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know in this world? And just kind of like recruit people. But there's actually, you've like taken on that whole thing. I mean, you've got, I know, like different subscriptions with, I think, like LinkedIn or other different like staffing programs. And you've probably brought in at least 90% of the people, I think.
I have brought in a lot of people. However, I will say we have only gotten two employees since I have been here from advertisements online. Every other employee has been word of mouth. Yes. So,
good to know. So people keep talking.
When I say in the all staff meetings, you are my best recruiters, I mean it.
That's good to know.
Staff is the best recruiters for me.
Yeah. Well, you've done an awesome job. Tell me, has there been any great stories or moments that you just kind of look back on and be like, man, I'm so glad that took us to the next level or something? I don't know. Just, yeah. What else is on your...
Well, I would say for 2023, what was really important to me and what has been an important focus for me is health and making sure that people get away from their desks and they take breaks. And we were able to get in a treadmill and a bike last year, which was really nice. So people can get away from their desks, go stand, walk on the treadmill and watch videos, get some exercise, or they can sit on the bike, bring their laptop, watch videos. But it's incredibly important for people to take breaks. You have to get away from your desk.
Yeah.
You have to get away from your screen and phones. Go outside, get some vitamin D on your face, go up and down the stairs in the building. And then we also did a buddy challenge for the first 3 months of the year, which encouraged staff to pull another employee away from their desk and get away from your desk and go do something.
Was that successful? Do you feel like it?
Yeah, I think it was really successful. The challenge was fun because we got to give out prizes. So every time you got away from your desk with someone, both of you put your name in a jar. And we did a drawing at the end of the month and gave away some fun prizes. So it was really encouraging. And we still have a few staff that do it now. Still continue to do it. It's a little cold right now, so a lot of people don't want to go outside, but I'm trying to encourage people to do the stairs in the building or to get on the treadmill, get on the bike. So
yeah, you've made it very accessible. So it's like, I know for the people that are not in the office here, you know, every couple hours, there'll be like a group of, you know, young gals scurrying through the office and going either downstairs. But it's not like you're not running a mile. You're not doing a 5K. You're not doing it. It's like sometimes simple as just going up and down the stairs a couple times, get your heart rate going a little bit, come back and reboot and just kind of sit back down again. So like, it's very easy.
It is very easy and it's very necessary. And I don't want employees to feel bad about taking that time because you deserve that time. And you should take that time. A happier, healthier employee is good for TSF, good for our investors, and good for the overall morale of the office.
Yeah. I think I even read somewhere that your brain can only fully focus on something for 50 minutes. Like that's the most, like, well, once you go after 50, it just begins to kind of like fizzle or you get distracted or go to things. So, you know, like I think the routine is like focus for 50 minutes, take a quick break, get up to something and then kind of refresh and go back at it. So
yes. And we have so many other distractions as well. Our phones are a huge distraction as well, but most people just leave their phone at their desk when we go for a walk and and it works. It's so surprising how well that it works.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot here for a second, but what, any tips for RVPs? Because Jason was in here earlier. He's talking about these guys being on the road. I think it was like 350,000 miles, you know, for just this last year. I think they've been in hotels. If they add up all the times, it was like 2.5 years worth of just sleeping in hotels. So like any tips, putting you on the spot here for these guys that are on the road, driving out and about, something that they can do that's just simple and quick?
You know, maybe we should do another contest. Maybe we should do another challenge that involves the RVPs, while they're in the hotels, making sure that they go downstairs and get on the treadmill or the bike for like 30 minutes and send in a video.
I like that.
Because that sitting is, for an extended period of time, is just no good for you. Yeah, so
not good for your back.
Yeah, no.
The whole thing, yeah.
Or, you know, maybe they travel with their yoga mats and bring their yoga mats.
TSF yoga mats. I like this.
That is a great idea. Yes. TSF yoga mats.
I love that.
Yeah.
Super cool. What are the stories? What other moments is there as you reflect and think back that stuck out to you?
I guess actually one of the most recent things that we implemented is the executive team gave us permission to do some high-level leadership training with all of the directors and above in the office, which has been, I love it. It's great for me, and it gets us all on the same page, using the same verbiage, a lot of consistency in our leadership across the board and how we communicate and how we empower the rest of the staff. So that has been great. I've gotten really good feedback from it. We've done two on-site trainings that were all day long. And then The majority of the directors and VPs get one-on-one trainings with our leadership trainer as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking about vulnerability and lava, yes. Your listening skills and coaching your one-on-ones, and it's been very helpful.
I love it. This is where I love to hear about this, and I think it's been needed. I think as we continue to grow as an organization, we have a lot of leaders on staff now, and we need to be consistent.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I think it's the first formal leadership, all staff leadership training that's happened across the board. Is that true?
I would say so. Since I've been here, 3.5 years.
Yeah.
So
I've been here 5. And so I think, yeah, I mean, everyone, because, you know, you want to grow as a leader, you want to get better. So you kind of got your own techniques, but it's the first, like, hey, we're all in this together, going the same direction together. I think we've had so.
Yeah. And I love that the executive team was on board. Doug was on board, and we created a lot of excitement around it. So
yeah.
I'm really excited about that.
A lot of support. Very cool. What else is going on? What else is on your plate these days?
Well, the next thing is still kind of a surprise for staff. For Gyna, right? Keep it shush, 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 shush. I don't know when this goes out, but they won't.
Hopefully tomorrow.
I could talk about it a little bit. They won't know exactly what we're doing. So on December 12th, we'll be releasing some information about service awards, and it'll be going through a website called Terryberry.
Okay.
And it's just a little something that will be rewarding all the employees for all the years of service. But I don't want to dig too deep. I don't want to give too much information away, but it is very exciting. And I love, again, that the executive team and Doug are on board with rewarding staff and always want the staff to know that they are appreciated and they're welcome.
Yeah.
And this just makes, again, makes me super happy.
Yeah. So Terryberry, December 12th, staff appreciation. That's all we know.
Yes. That's all you're going to get.
And will this be delivered in an email? Will it be delivered in a phone call? Are you going door to door? How are we going to be getting this
so
info?
So first of all, we're probably going to talk about it at the all staff dinner.
Okay.
And then everybody that will be receiving some sort of service award will get an email and direct them where to go.
Cool. I think I kind of knew that. Just want to make sure people knew. Like, don't miss it. It'll be in your email. It's coming one day soon, hopefully.
Yes, real soon. Real soon. And then it'll be ongoing after that. So this will be kind of the big warm-up, big release. And then it'll be on an annual process after that. Every 1, 3, 5, 7, 10 years plus.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is like normal, but again, it's like weird. Like HR, you think like discipline, correction, but then you also have like this whole like fun and blessing and honor, like rewarding, like kind of got both sides of the coin here.
I know. I love it. And I also have a bag of gift cards in my desk too that we can use. But
nice. Okay. All right. Let's get those out.
Yeah.
What is 2024 looking like for you? As you think about the next 12 months, we're going to be in a new building, phase 3.
Yep, exactly.
Any goals, any things you're doing differently, better, innovating? What's going on?
I would say for Susan in HR is I have a goal next year of doing quarterly one-on-ones with directors and VPs and C-suite, and just sitting down and talking about what's going on in your department, what's going on with your employees, what can I help you with, what don't you understand, what do you need to learn more of? Could it be, how can I reward this employee more? Mm. This employee's doing great. How can I reward him or her more? What are my options?
Yeah.
Also, what if I need to document some performance? How do I do that? Tell me what the laws are around this.
Mm.
So I'm really looking forward to that. And what else? I'm going to continue to work on getting people away from their desks and taking breaks. That will always be a focus for me, always.
Yeah.
And it is something that I always go over when we do hire new employees. I always tell them to make sure that they take their breaks.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to be afraid of. You got to get away from your desk.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is, like you mentioned earlier, is moving into our new office building.
Yeah.
Exciting, but also I know it's going to come with a set of challenges. We are all on the same floor now and are very accessible to each other. So I think, you know, it's going to be a bit of a challenge, and I am okay with learning how to navigate that challenge and making sure that everybody still feels heard and seen and connected. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of those underlining things where I was talking to Adrian earlier, and she was even saying, like, right now we have the luxury of like something goes wrong and, you know, as the girls are on phone call, whatever it is, and something just like, oh my gosh, like, blah, uh-oh, like you can kind of respond so quickly. And then even the benefit of like, I think I see everybody that's in the office every yes. single day coming by. Like, you know, next year it's not going to be that way. Things are going to be different. And
we're all going to have to be very intentional.
Yeah.
Very intentional and probably have reminders to get up and walk around and go touch base with the teams. So I think there probably is some concern about that. But I feel like we're really, really good about navigating connection.
Yeah.
And I think we'll do a great job.
Yeah. Because next year you'll be on the third floor. So when people start walking upstairs, they're like, uh-oh, they're being called into Susan's. Right. They're going up the stairs.
Either that or they're coming up the stairs to walk with me and go up and down the stairs, right?
You got your own built-in exercise right there.
Exactly.
That's going to be perfect.
But that's really all that I've thought about for the next year is connections. I think 2024 has to be the year of connections for the Solomon Foundation and focusing on the staff and make sure that we're all good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for the people that listen out there, they don't see this, but our office are spending a lot of time just getting ready for Christmas. So Christmas is upon us. So Susan, is there anything that you're doing for personal wise, family wise, fun Christmas movies, traditions? Do you like Christmas? Are you a Christmas?
I love Christmas. I love decorations. I love the lights. I love little kids on Christmas morning. My favorite movie is White Christmas. Ooh. I love the singing and the dancing. I fell in love with that movie a long time ago. One of a tradition that we've had for a really long time, especially since the kids got older, is we do three gifts. We do a silver gift, a blue gift, and a gold gift. Oh. And so signifying the three
things that were brought to Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. No, I think I know you're going. Yeah. That's
and
a great idea.
So the gold gift, what we've done with everybody is we take the gold gift, we hide it. And in order for the kiddos or my daughters and son-in-law to find it, they have to engage in a scavenger hunt. And so we put clues all over the house. Okay. They have to figure out the clues to find out where their gift is. Huh. So the gift over the years has either been in the house, it's been at a neighbor's house, it's been in a neighbor's garage, it's been in a car.
Dang.
So I would say that is the one thing that the big kids look forward to every year is finding their gold gift.
Yes, are they excited about it? Because I feel like my 3-year-old and 5-year-old, they would just be like, "What? There's nothing underneath the tree."
Yeah,
like-
exactly. No, they're past that stage. So yeah. It's the big stuff that they want now.
Cool.
Which the gold gift is usually the expensive stuff, and that's why they only get three.
Yeah, and the silver, the blue, is that kind of more? Is that there? They don't have to hide that or do any instructions to find this thing or.
It's the gold gift is the big one, right? The other ones are just under the tree.
Very cool. Are you guys all decorated?
Almost. We still have a few things to put out, but we also have two new kittens who are getting into everything. So
is that like 14 to 15 cats for you now? Or like what number are you
We're
up
to? We're at 5. So okay. 3 adult cats, 2 kittens. but they already got into a brand new tablecloth and shredded it the other day.
Oh.
So, and we're having a party at our house on Friday. So I'm just trying to bring things out slowly and see what they are capable of destroying and not destroying.
Have you ever gotten a spot where you had to get rid of cats? Or I mean, because you seem like you got a big heart. Do you ever get rid of them? Is there a line there? Or
we did get rid of 2 female cats. Yep. Gave one to my sister-in-law and gave one to my daughter's ex-boyfriend because there was just too many. And it worked out fine.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know there's been a lot of cats in your world. So
yes, I do love cats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, even though dogs are better, we still love you.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Cool. All right, well, this has been so fun, so enjoyable. I think not even just the news that you brought. People love you here at TSF. Aww. I'm so thankful for you, Susan. So thanks for what you're doing.
That makes my heart feel good. Thank you, Adam. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.